AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in South Africa. It's concerning scientists because of its rapid spread and many mutations. It's also been detected in Hong Kong because of travel from South Africa. The UK health secretary has announced travel restrictions from several African nations as a precaution.
Early indications we have of this variant is that it may be more transmissible than the Delta variant. And the vaccines that we currently have may be less effective against it.
The World Health Organization meets tomorrow to assess the new variant and decide whether or not it will receive a name. President Biden sent Thanksgiving greetings to the nation with a video message.
We gather together again. Our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love. And as Commander-in-Chief, I'm especially grateful to our service members and their families.
He and the First Lady went to a Nantucket Coast Guard station today to thank military members in person. To the delight of those gathered in New York City, the Thanksgiving Day Parade is back.
There was a drum line, and the University of Alabama's band. Spectators like Asai Pompei, shut out in 2020, line the route again.
It feels really phenomenal to be here. It feels like New York is on its way to recovery, which feels fantastic. So many people and families out.
And they all got to enjoy balloons, floats, marching bands, clowns and performers, and of course Santa Claus on what turned out to be a beautiful day. I'm Shelley Antler.
Many American families are shopping tonight, although Macy's and some of the large retailers decided to keep their doors closed today and start Black Friday events on Friday this year. The National Retail Federation's Catherine Cullen says retailers, since the pandemic, have been offering Black Friday savings early. This is AP News. The mother of Ahmaud Arbery tells the Associated Press her family is thankful this year because three men were tried and convicted for her son's death.
My family and I have so much to be thankful for. God blessed us on yesterday with guilty verdicts on all defendants. So that's a lot to be thankful for.
Our Rita Foley has more on the outcome of the trial.
Travis McMichael, his father Greg, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan all face a mandatory sentence of life in prison. The judge will decide whether the men ever have a chance at parole. There's no sentencing date yet. The McMichaels plan to appeal the verdicts. Bryan's lawyer says he plans to file new legal motions after Thanksgiving. Separately, federal authorities have charged the men with hate crimes, saying they chased and killed Arbery because he was Black. That case is scheduled to go to trial in February. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.